With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. Montana's health department is proposing a permanent ban on the sale of flavored vaping products in response to increasing youth e-cigarette use. The Department of Public Health and Human Services will take public comments on the proposed ban during a virtual hearing on July 16th and by mail, fax, and email. The department says it has the authority to adopt and enforce rules regarding public health issues. Nicole Ani is the program manager for the state-run tobacco use prevention program.
We are concerned about flavored e-cigarettes, so primarily because we are experiencing an epidemic of youth e-cigarette use in the nation and in Montana.
Owners of vape shops have said adults use the flavored products to help them quit smoking. A four-month ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes ended in mid-April. Deanna Marshall owns the Hamilton Freedom Vapes, which challenged the state health department's temporary ban on flavored vape products. Marshall says the agency cannot legally enact this rule, and she vows to openly defy it.
They don't have the authority to create laws that have criminal penalties.
Montana has historically ranked above the national average in youth vaping rates. COVID-19 testing sites are beginning to pop up in the state's tourism hotspots. Aaron Bolton reports they're part of the state's effort to detect outbreaks as more out-of-state visitors come into Montana.
So this is the part that's going to go in your nose. You want to get it in about a half an inch. It's not the
Flathead Community Health Center nurse Kristen Melly is walking me through the testing protocol at a newly opened community snapshot testing site just outside of Glacier National Park. I take a swab and rub it in each nostril before it's put into a tube.
So then the results will come in about 5 to 7 days, where you'll give you a phone call.
Hillary Nalloway with the health center is organizing the effort locally.
We're kind of trying to get a snapshot of our community, especially those communities that are high tourist areas, so Glacier National Park, Whitefish.
Nalloway says the state, largely with federal relief money, is paying for all the testing materials and personal protective equipment for her staff. The program aims to detect outbreaks early, primarily by offering free testing to local workers who interact with tourists. But Nalloway says anyone with no symptoms or contact with a known COVID-19 case can get tested at sites in West Glacier and Whitefish if they choose to. She says people with symptoms should call their primary care provider. Local businesses like Glacier Guides and Montana Raft are jumping on the opportunity to test their workers for free. Spokesperson Courtney Stone says its guides and other employees will be tested weekly.
Our employees are definitely concerned. They're going to be out there, you know, on the river once or twice a day with usually 8 guests per boat. And of course, we're working on.
She says the testing will help make sure employees aren't asymptomatic and spreading the virus to customers and their coworkers. Several testing sites to capture snapshots of tourism areas have popped up in Billings, Great Falls, and Butte Silver Bow County, among others. The Montana Department of Emergency Services says new sites are starting up frequently. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A federal energy report shows that coal production in Montana has decreased by more than 3 million tons in the last year, a result attributed to more affordable alternatives. The report followed a year where 2 coal-fired generating units were closed and multiple furloughs were implemented across the state's largest mines during the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday passed a landmark bill to permanently fund public lands management programs and maintenance in national parks. Montana's U.S. Senators Republican Steve Daines and Democrat John Tester both voted in support of the Great American Outdoors Act. The act received broad bipartisan support, passing with a 73-25 vote. If approved by Congress and signed by President Donald Trump, the act promises $900 million annually for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which uses offshore oil and gas lease royalties to pay for playgrounds, parks, and other local projects. The act also sets aside $9.5 billion to address backlogged maintenance and infrastructure projects in the country's national parks. Both Montana U.S. senators are co-sponsors of the bill. Republican Steve Daines, who is running for re-election this year, had this to say about the importance of LWCF in a press call shortly after the vote.
LWCF, as we think about it for Montana and for the nation, is good for public access. It's good for jobs. It's good for wildlife habitat. It's good for land management. And the best part about it, it costs the taxpayer nothing.
Democrat John Tester says he's introduced a bill to fund the LWCF every session since he was elected.
$7 billion, 71,000 jobs. That is what the outdoor industry does for Montana's economy each and every year. And that is why for the last 20 years that I've been involved in public service, I have been an advocate for the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
President Donald Trump called on Congress to send the bill to his desk after previously proposing slashing LWCF funding from his budget. Montana-based wildlife and outdoor recreation groups praise the Great American Outdoors Act, saying it preserves critical habitat and boosts the state's outdoor recreation economy. Some livestock and other groups oppose the legislation, saying it allows land management agencies to add acreage to lands that are already poorly managed. The Great American Outdoors Act now moves to the House, where Montana Representative Greg Gianforte says he'll support the bill. Montana health officials are reporting 18 new cases of COVID-19 identified through tests analyzed on Tuesday. Montana has now seen a total of 20 deaths because of the virus. The 18 new cases announced Wednesday mark the highest daily total since April 8th. On a press call Wednesday, Governor Steve Bullock reiterated the need to maintain distance from others, frequent hand washing, and encouraged wearing a face covering.
Everybody should recognize that this virus is still in our midst, and we have to take it seriously.
There were a total of 73 positive tests from the past 7 days, compared with 39 in the previous week. Officials attributed the increase to reopening the state's economy and increased testing. Montana's budget director said it appeared legislative auditors approached a recent review of the state's Medicaid program with a predetermined conclusion that there is rampant ineligibility among participants and then set out to prove that theory. Tom Livers and health department employees said auditors wouldn't listen to department explanations about how they determined people were eligible for Medicaid coverage, and instead used income tax data to determine that 26 of 63 sample applicant files improperly received benefits. Officials say the year-long tax data doesn't show a person's month-by-month situation that may make them temporarily eligible for Medicaid coverage. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.